Last week's election strengthened the Republican hold on the U.S. Senate by 4 seats. Among the biggest losers were Southern Democrats. Republicans won Southern seats vacated by 3 Democratic senators who are retiring. One Senate Democrat who will be returning to Capitol Hill is Blanche Lambert Lincoln of Arkansas. She easily won re-election to a second term. We've called Senator Lincoln to ask about prospects for bipartisan cooperation in the new Congress and about her party's future in the South. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by asking how your race this year differed, if at all, from 6 years ago. I understand your opponent basically ran on one major issue, which was his opposition to gay marriage.
That's correct. And I think, this election was quite different from 6 years ago in that there was a lot of campaigning that kind of came under the radar screen. There was a lot of activity through the churches, certainly a lot of use of the churches by my opponent. But by the same token, I often would call and do conference calls with ministers across the state to try and put my viewpoint out there. I think that's one of the things that's so critically important for Democrats, and that is not to be bashful about our faith and how important it is to us in our daily walk and in our daily life, and to make sure that that's known.
Well, values obviously seems to have played a big part of the campaign nationwide, but you did win your seat.
Mm-hmm.
Your website touts your independent voting record. It talks about how much you work with Republican colleagues. I'm wondering if after such a bitter campaign and the ouster of Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, do you worry it will be harder to achieve bipartisanship in the new Congress?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, when President Bush came in 4 years ago, he said he wanted to bring about a more consensus-type working relationship. And, unfortunately, we haven't really seen a lot of that. And he's made that pledge again, and I have to be willing to make that pledge, too, and work with him and hope that Senate Republicans are just as anxious about getting something done for the country and moving us forward as they are just, putting a win up in their column.
Well, one big issue that President Bush has signaled he wants to focus on is Social Security. You're on the Senate Finance Committee, which deals with that. The president wants younger workers to invest part of their taxes in private accounts. Do you expect Democrats will put up a tough fight on that issue or no?
Absolutely. He still hasn't told us where he's going to come up with the $2 to $4 trillion that takes out of the current system. I mean, living in a state like Arkansas, where such a huge portion of our Social Security recipients today live solely on that Social Security check, particularly elderly women. And in order to take the kind of steps that he's wanting to take, you're going to either have to cut benefits or you're going to have to increase the age that they get their benefits.
Republicans portrayed the minority leader, Tom Daschle, as an obstructionist, and he was defeated. Is that going to have a chilling effect? I mean, you're sitting in a region that's overwhelmingly Republican now in this new map. Are you going to be more hesitant to oppose some Republican initiatives if you think then you're going to raise the ire of the national Republican?
No, I'm not going to hesitate to disagree when I feel like something is wrong or not reflective of the values of this country and particularly the people that I represent. I think it's all in how you go about that. And I try to do that, again, rooted in my faith and in my tradition and heritage, being a seventh generation Arkansan, coming from a farm family that understands hard work but also understands principle and how important it is to be a good neighbor.
You do call yourself an advocate for rural America. Mm-hmm. On this red-blue electoral map, it's pretty clear the Democrats largely won in cities. And I'm wondering what you think Democrats should be doing to change that map.
Well, again, I think we can't be hesitant to talk about our values, talk about our faith. In rural America, that's an important part of everyday life.
Through the polls that have been taken this week, another piece of information that came out was that a lot of working poor families voted for President Bush. Do you worry that the Democratic Party seems to have become the party of the elite?
I think that American families are seeing so much stress out there that it's really hard to get their arms around that. And I think one of the things that we find in our human nature is that when something is so big that you can't get your arms around it, you kind of put it on the back burner and you look for something that you can do, that you can accomplish, that's going to make you feel like you've achieved something. I can remember,
such as,
I had a woman, a single mom, with three kids come into my office, one of my regional offices, and she was so frustrated. And she came in, and the staff said, "What can we do to help you?" And she said, "I need a high chair." And they called me, and they said, "Well, what do we do?" And I said, "Get her a high chair." We got the woman a high chair, and then all of a sudden, it was amazing. We could help her with her housing problem. We could help her get into a GED program and start looking for the kind of job that could help her sustain her children and her family and do what she needed to do. But all of her problems were so insurmountable to her. She couldn't get her arms around it. She could only look at what it was that she, you know, her felt need, her need to feel like she could do for her family. And I think that's what working families out there, you know, they do need to feel that value and that moral sense of being a good American, being a good person.
Do you think that had more to do with his win than trust in President Bush's leadership, the war on terror?
I do feel like that's a big issue among America's families, is they want something that's going to help them feel good. And when they do get that feeling that they have actually, you know, been a part of producing that goodness, then they can actually focus on some of the other real issues that are out there.
Senator Blanche Lambert Lincoln will be returning to Congress for a second term as the senior senator from Arkansas. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be with your listeners.